Webvan, the online grocery delivery service, is declaring bankruptcy. The California-based company announced yesterday that it would take no more orders and was closing its warehouses to seek Chapter 11 protection from creditors. Next to Amazon.com, Webvan attracted the biggest capital investment in online commerce, $800 million. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Working mothers who've grown accustomed to doing their grocery shopping from home will be disappointed with the shutdown of Webvan. Instead of dragging the kids to the grocery store and having to fend off demands for all kinds of junk food, mothers in several major American cities were able to order a wide variety of groceries from Webvan and have them delivered within a narrow window of time. Webvan was one of the biggest plays in internet commerce, investing hundreds of millions of dollars in massive automated warehouses and hundreds of refrigerated trucks. Much of the automated warehouse equipment was uniquely crafted for the company's need for speed. The company's trucks rolled in Chicago, San Francisco's Bay Area, Los Angeles, Seattle, San Diego, and Atlanta. Webvan was originally the brainchild of Lewis Borders, the founder of Borders Books. It expanded rapidly a year ago, buying up Seattle-based Home Grocer, a similar web-based delivery system. But the writing has been on the wall for some time. Webvan closed its Atlanta warehouse back in April, along with its service in Sacramento, California. Also in April, the company's highly touted CEO, George Shaheen, left Webvan. Shaheen had come to Webvan with considerable fanfare from Anderson Consulting. Monday's announcement of bankruptcy included the layoff of 2,000 workers. So, what went wrong? Too much too soon, according to Ken Kassar, a senior analyst with Jupiter Media Metrics.
Webvan's biggest problem was that they made big, big bets on the supposition that consumers were ready to, in a rather dramatic fashion, abandon the way that they've bought groceries for an awfully long time.
Webvan went after its business with a vengeance, spending huge sums of money to build early customer loyalty with prompt service.
In each market that Webvan moved into, it spent an extraordinary amount of money in an effort to be able to guarantee half-hour delivery windows to consumers. It cost them about $35 million for each market that they moved into, which is substantially higher than the $5 or $6 million that some of its competitors were spending to move into markets.
So is web grocery shopping dead? No, says Ken Kassar, but the companies that will win in the long run will be the already established brick-and-mortar markets like Kroger and Safeway.
It costs about $30 to get groceries from the warehouse or grocery store shelf to the consumer. The model that I believe will work in the short term is one that strips out delivery, where consumers order online and pick up either in the store or in a bay connected to the store.
Kassar says delivery may come back, but it will take a long time to build up the mass market that will make it profitable. He says Webvan may have been about 10 years ahead of its time. Meanwhile, Peapod, Webvan's main competitor, remains in business, but it nearly failed last year and had to be rescued by a Dutch investor. Unless the habits of more Americans change soon, everyone will be back in their cars, headed for the supermarket parking lots. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.